כסוב על ים חודש. עלי מדזוקי למה הוא דיימה לדי כסוב על ים מחויק. So there's two mitzvahs. One is the amachok, one is the achadash. So yes, yes, la actually bereisha malim et yelad deimid l'diyek suvan yachadash. The sefer says the amachok. There's a discrepancy. They're not parallel exactly. But the megan gave a sefer niayosh and so on. He says basically he says the. So the worst extreme is niyar machok, because even though it ages a bit, but it's not totally messed up. When it's niyar machok, it's totally messed up. Masama kelimid lezokin deimelid yerek sivan niyayosh machok. Zavari loikasha, the kimish on niyar machok. Aniyar mitusha zegami filu chodesh. With neishen adava teila b'niyar chodesh ayoshin, rak shu nakish v'yot abdavla, v'atleima olav dava v'ifuchoy amakach. So because he wanted to say the two extremes in what's a favorable environment and what's an unfavorable environment, so listed these two in yarn. U'masham niyar chodesh kloimish l'nit olav dava klau. U'loi amal l'dyoik suva al niyar shenim machoik. U'lefam al shenim machoik hu mitushtash. So Yaakov, Mashal, you have a piece of paper, even though you haven't written on it, but if it's been messed around, it will be not so clear. So basically he says, a clean, new sheet of paper without any issues, versus an old patchkata erased one. So what exactly is the Nimshal? Shemadama azok on the amachuk. Uma mechika yesh itzalada. What exactly is the dimyon of the two? Yesh chaladas ki koyach hazeicha mekabel tzir advarim ad shem chakukim mekoyach hazeicha mashenetka kaksav al aluchos. So he says the koyach of zchira is something which is sort of a roishim in a certain part of the brain. I guess today the mashalim are a little easier when you have like a disc that you burn or a key drive, a flash drive, whatever it is, you sort of create a certain imprint onto the mind. When there is nothing else in the brain, any type of obstruction. In other words, he's speaking, I guess, on a semi-physical basis, that whenever the cells have worn down or the neurons. So it imprints itself very strongly. And if it's burned into the memory in a very strong way, then it's very hard to get rid of it. A lot of how long we remember it and how well remembered it depends on this nekuda. So because it's the koyach hazeich is metushtash, it never really embeds itself well. Kalala dava. So the Merle explains it in terms of sort of a physical entity, and it's not hard to make a comparison. If every part of a goof ages, it becomes much schwacher, not so good, and so on and so forth. So one would assume that it's true across the board and so on. I'd like to give maybe another my havan a little bit. It's sort of on a more nafshistic level rather than just a very, very physical level. It could be it's somewhat in what he's saying. On two levels. First level would be, let's take an example. The first time a person goes into a certain place, I don't know, first time somebody walks into a particular amusement park, goes to Israel, he sees a chzidish tish if it's somebody who hasn't seen it till he's older. Because the context is fresh, the impression is extremely strong. If you take a white surface, a pure white surface, and you put black marks on it, it stands out very strongly. Masha'in Kane, if there's black smudges in the back, it doesn't stand out so strongly. So there's a very, very strong level of something standing out when there's nothing there before it. So when a person has never heard things before, and his memory is quite clear, whatever comes in very, very strongly burnt in. Masha'in Kane, if the person's memory has a lot of stuff in it, and it's like it's the umpteenth time I've been in this place, whatever it is, it sort of doesn't stand out, and therefore it's not so burnt into my zikaron. So that's one way of looking at it, more in the terms of I guess our mind pressing the zikaron than pure anatomy of it. But I want to go maybe another half a step deeper into it. There are different levels. I'm not talking about the process of learning or the ability to learn more or less or whatever. I'm talking more about how I'm mekabel the things. Let's give an example. A child, when the first time he hears things from adults, he trusts it 100%, 100% that whatever it's telling him is right. At some point, he may find out that they're not telling him the truth. He might get burnt, and then he's very jarred, and the second time, you have to reassure him. If a second time he gets, then he becomes completely very, very cynical, doesn't believe much, and so on and so forth. The amitius of things, when they come in at the first stage, it's never been erased before. So this is a very, very yesodistic emes, but I believe it. I'm a kabbal it in a very fundamental way, and it becomes really part of me. As I've gone through life, and there were things that I was mekabel as real emes, and then I said to myself, I don't think he was telling me the truth, or it's not quite the way he said it, or whatever. So the things afterwards, it's in a worn-out piece of paper. A piece of paper doesn't have the koyach hakibul anymore that it had when it was clean and clear and never erased. So when I scratch out the first time or the second time, then I've already I've taken away some of the ability of the niyar to absorb the musagim. I'm not dealing on the informational level, on the neurological level. A lot more on how mesiach is to it. So when I teach an older person something, it has an impression, but not very sharp, not very deep, and so on. Masha'ein Kane, when I teach the older person, it's different. When I teach the younger person, it's different. So the mashal nimshul would be more on the nafshistika level of being mekabel to things, rather than simply on the level of
physically, you know, sort of education and learning. I want to give it one more knage, in a sense even deeper yet, in the difference between the two. Let's take an example. Let's first make the statement. The Rambam says there are two types of fundamental yediyas that I deal with. One is yediyas that are, what's the right word for it? He calls it muskolas, and one of them for some. Muskolas means things that logically, internally, I believe them to be true. So if someone comes and tells me that something fell upwards, it dropped off a cliff and went up instead of down, my muskolas tells me that's absolutely impossible. My level of life experience has taught me, in a very basic way, things go up, don't go down, and that's it. Or if somebody tells me 2 and 2 equals 5, whatever it is, these are things that are muskolistic. Then there's something called mefursamos, which is it's commonly known, and I accept it as an axiom because it's commonly known. So, Lamashal, if someone will tell me that the head of England is not a queen at all, but it's really a king, and everybody's just lying, it's a big conspiracy covering up, I would tell the person that he's nuts, and I would say, and he would say, how do you know? It's not illogical, I would say, but everyone knows it, and everyone understands like that. So those are my basic measuring sticks. So whenever I accumulate new information and I want to test it, or I want to give myself some sense, should I mekabel it or not mekabel it, I evaluate it zelumaseh with my muskolos and my mefursamos. And based on that, I give it a certain value of impossible, highly improbable, improbable, possible, likely, very likely, etc. So I'm always measuring up things vis-a-vis that. Now, the muskolos, we will assume that the person, that those are innate to a person, and, you know, they obviously deal with a relatively smaller amount of inyanim. Mefursamos are those that are dependent in some way. So, Lamashal, if I grew up in a society of Eloh Eden where everybody believes in Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah and the Shemayim and so on and so forth, that forms my basic mefursamos. Even if someone will later come along and argue with it and prove it and destroy it and so on and so forth, somewhere along the line, he could succeed in doing that, but the second level of for some stands on a much weaker basis than my first line of for some. Vice versa, somebody grew up in a very very non-frum world, and it was pusher to him that there's less than less diet. It's a very very big stretch. His for some that he grew up with is less than less diet and of nonsense and so on, and he slowly begins to come to the recognition that, you know what, maybe there is something and so on and so forth. But it's, again, it's not as deeply burnt in as the inyanim for someone who was brought up from. It doesn't sit at a place like that. That's why you find absurd cases where people are brought up from and they turn against it, but they'll still hold on to things. They'll still be upset about it. They'll still be emotionally attached to it. I have my Mechutin, who comes from Megarian, from Munkacha family. He has an uncle who was a, who drafted it all. He doesn't believe in anything and so on. After all, for the war, probably for the war. But he does go to Rebbe's. He loves going to Rebbe's. It's very big and he goes to Rebbe's. The Tish Brachas, Maisa Zachem. And he asked him, you know, Uncle so-and-so, if you don't believe in Hashem and Torah and everything, well, what are you going to Rebbe's for? So he told him, what's one got to do with the other? What's the Rebbe got to do with Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He said, you know, I hold my Rebbe's, I hold my Rebbe's. It's got nothing to do with Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, you know, I mean, it's kind of set tongue-in-cheek a bit, but the point was, the level of emuna and his yachsus to it as a dava mutzak, as a dava emes, is very strong because it came in at a very early stage. So it's burnt in at a very deep layer. Things that we pick up later, it's burnt on a less deep layer. So this point would be talking about learning things in order that they become muskalashash, they become axiomatic or quasi-axiomatic. So in the level of mefursamos, the axiomatic things are things that are very close or very similar to the beginning. So if this is my very first impression, so Lamosha, if a person grows up in a country, if a person grows up, he spends X amount of years in England and he comes to America, the American accent sounds funny, sounds different. He can adapt, he can learn to speak quite similarly. He'll still think it's strange. And even though everybody knows this is an accent, makes, there's no way to say this is strange or this is less strange. But in my mind, this was Niklat first. Everything that comes on top of that is impressed on top of it. So we have this level of learning in terms of it becoming absorbed and becoming part of the person that is the difference between Yar Mochuk and Yar Chodesh. But the word Mochuk here would be literal, would be very literal, because Mochuk means the first layer is gone, and therefore it's not going to be written on the first layer. Okay, then he says, the Ma'al says, Umash Omush with Damir Ladia Ksuv on Yah Chodesh, became the safer Ladia on Yah Machuk. And see, Allah Shah Lema Lekhaz on Yah Chodesh, Kaz Yah Machuk. So, Shari Minarab Medaba Halemid Liyel, Lemid Lazakan. Shadav is in a Kasha. Kain Harab Malamaraka Chachmala Talmud. The Ain Harab Nasal Talmud Etzma Chachma. The Ha'odom Mikabul Me Atzmoy. So he says, at the v'dayim elim shemar la echad tzir la kaisel, she'afag hashem mekabel tzir b'dimisholay, b'shvil ze lo yema shemar hatzir hu choyke kaisel b'tzir yon hashem mekabel, v'chein amolam eter la achal esiachis elav shu choyke kaisel b'kach hazeicha sholay, avu nechak me'atzmoy, v'ein shem tzadimin harav la kaisel. So he says here a fascinating point. He says you can input information into a person. That's what a rab does to a talmid. But you can't. The ability, the how far the bit of information impresses me. To what level in my nefesh does it become mechubatu is the mekabel's pa'ula. So I can decide to sort of leave it at surface level, and it's not, I'll never make it part of me. I can only make it the most, innermost part piece of me. So the rav, it's the yoik suvan yachadesh and yoik suvan yamachok. It's not. How much did the yar absorbs? Is it been in the yar totally, and it's not at all totally in the kaisit? The efshe gezer mayim esidoy sa acha mayim shalznezer. What's the kasha? He be mayim shalznezer b'loyma. Shalay yifal ha'adam pula. The nimshal pula hefek mashchav na poyel, which is by lemaila. Because eluad b'ran nimshach mina pula hefek mashchav na poyel elav. So before we saw that when a person goes ahead to do something, he's trying to comfort the person who's upset, they're trying So here also, Masha Vizualim, Shefald and Pula Vinisha, Pula Fasham Poil, as well as Malki, Kol Elot Vernisha and Pula Fasham Poil Elof, the Kachla Yifalad and Pula Shemisha Menakavana, Ashemish Mena Hefrapula, Rakshu Pula Shemish Mena Shum Dava. To do things that are Lerik is also not a Dava Nachon to do. While Limit Lazakin should demand the Exivania Machok for Torlak Siva, Vachokum Yukoresa Shu Pula Shul Hevel. Let's just talk about this a little bit. And this is one of the things that people don't realize, don't recognize. Let's say when I talk to somebody, let's say I talk to somebody about something that I feel very, very passionate about, very upset about something, I'm very hurt about something, I'm very interested in something, and so on. Our tendency is to look at dibur emotionally as my pa'ula. In other words, I'm talking because I want to tell her how angry I am and so on and so forth. I claimish dress it up as talking to you, but that's not real. At the end of the day, I'm talking mostly because of that. The nafkamina is how do I make a decision when to talk, when not to talk, how to talk, what to address, how to address, so all these things. If I talk to someone and I don't take into account where the makabel is, and does he understand it, does he have the camp to understand it, and is it speaking to him, then I'm not getting anywhere. You know, and a lot of times you get that in chinuch, especially, you talk to somebody very, because the kid or the person did something wrong, bad, and you want to express yourself because you're angry and upset. But a lot of times, you'll get much further if you speak more to the tzad chiyuvi of the kid. It depends. Yesh v'yesh. But at least understanding that if I'm really interested in doing the pa'ula for the tachlis, then I should be focusing on the mekabel rather than on the daber. It's not how I feel, how wrong, how terrible. It's the question is, what's happening? So all of you above, where you're being Menachem and Meratzen and Mefaris, all that, if the person is not a mood to Misratzen, not a mood to Mistachem, not a mood to this, then it's a waste of time. And a Chochem looks at what he's doing for the Tachlish, but not for his own toilas. Here also, when you're teaching, ask yourself, what is the person capable of understanding? Am I just wasting my time? Am I? What am I saying over here? And so on and so forth. Classic case. I hate to use this dogma, but you know, a person is a frustrated Rosh Yeshiva, and he says very fancy shurim, put a bach in the meaningless. So the excuse is he'll understand, they'll work on it, and they'll shalt soon, and it'll bring them up. I know the excuses, but tachlis, it is derech chachma to look around and say, what are they honestly capable of getting, and how do I need to tailor my shir to fit their needs? Because that's their chachma. Okay, any questions?
The mufrosamas, which Rebbe mentioned before about if it's done at a young age and how it's niklat and absorbed and so on.
Right.
I'm just trying to understand, even though, and it has a little bit to do with the email which I sent about Emunah and the Rav Hanan and so on.
Yes.
I mean, these things are impressed upon a child. I mean, it's niklat, just like Lahavdil, some other religion would be niklat, without any das, without any avchana, without any anything. But, I mean, we're saying that the merit is because it's teres emes, so then it's just like a way of being margil, the person, into something which...
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
And the truth is, even people in the world, we believe in democracy and stuff like that. You know, that type of mahalach. We recognize that in college somewhere, someone can get up and ask, who says maybe it's better to have communism, maybe this, maybe that, maybe other things. But about that says, I want the kid, I believe this in pure emes. This is what I want to teach my kid as Muscovician. If he's old enough, there are shittas, there
nothing more holy and sacred than that. When he'll get older, I'll let him play a cup about thinking maybe he'll become a stalker. Fine, let him think about it. It's good. It's wonderful. But you know, nobody starts off like that. And I think that's honest.
Right.
Okay.
Very good. Shkach and Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov.